Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to the Walls Human Performance Center. We're in Seward tonight for Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. A women's only ball game tonight, and it's a dandy. It's 18th-ranked Hastings College taking on number 2 Concordia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, I don't know if there's another team in the nation that's got a harder schedule for the final two games of the season with number 2 Concordia tonight and then 4th-ranked Morningside on Saturday.
No, I don't think there's anybody playing 1 and 3. So we get that win there. And, the interesting part is we've had some good matchups with them. We were actually able to go into Morningside and win the first conference game of the season, which seems like about 18 years ago. We just came off of four good ball games for us, I think, where we developed some confidence, and now it'll be interesting to see how we do in these last two games.
Yeah, I hope your girls are up for the challenge. Like you said, it's a big week for us.
Well, it is. And you know, with Concordia, that's a great rivalry. And I know that Doan is our school rival, but in the 4 years that I've been here, we've really had some great matchups with Concordia. A lot of close games, a lot of important games, national tournament quarterfinals and so forth. So this has kind of become a special game for our athletes, and I expect we'll come out and compete pretty well tonight.
Can't get a whole lot done in the conference over the next two games. Is this game and the game on Saturday more important for the national rankings than for the GPAC standings?
Well, it'll be interesting to see because you had Briarcliff lose to both of them last week, and they stayed at the number 11 spot. It didn't affect them, the two losses. Now, on the other side of it, if you would win one or both of them, then I could see where that would have a pretty big impact on the voters to where they would possibly move you up 3-4 spots. But you have to wait and see, because along with that, you have to have somebody lose as well before they start wanting to switch. It's that time of year where the voters are kind of busy. They're getting ready for the national tournament. Most of those are, the Raiders are the in conferences where they're the first or second place team. So they don't want to spend a lot of time on it right now. And our challenge is just come out and compete well and continue growing and building on the offensive success we've been seeing spurts of in the last four games.
If we don't win the national tournament, you still feel that we need a little help to get in the national tournament, or are we there?
You know, I don't know at this point. The NAIA kind of bounces back and forth between including the postseason tournament in the voting and not. I know when I was a Raider myself, we decided not to have the tournament be a part of the rating because we felt we put too much importance on a single win or a single loss. You've just got through playing 30 ball games, and now all of a sudden you jump a team or you drop a team four spots because they lose in a quarterfinal game. They have their national tournament berth secured. The team they're playing in the quarterfinal didn't, so there's a lot more motivation there. But now this year they went back to including it, so we have two more votes left versus just having one more vote left. If there was just one, I would feel a little more comfortable, but with two, I think it's very important that we find a way to win one or two of these last three games.
Coming off of a good win the other day over Mount Marty, it wasn't easy as expected up there in Yankton, went into overtime and beat the Lancers 78-71 on Saturday. Feelings on the ballgame?
Well, I thought it was an interesting game because there were a lot of runs in the ball game. So one team would get on an offensive roll, and then the other team would. And I think we got down 10 twice in the ball game. I think they got down 6 or 8 a couple of different times. When we hit the 4-minute mark and we had about an 8-point lead, and I thought we were in good shape. Then we had that one possession where we got three offensive boards, burned about 90 seconds of the clock. Had we just finished with a bucket there, we could have put it away. So, basically a good feeling about our overtime, that we had some shots fall for us, that we hit some threes in it. So I think the overtime actually did us a lot of good in the confidence category.
Anyway, Courtney Spahn came up huge in the overtime session. Had just 5 points during the ball game, but she hit two big three-pointers in OT.
Well, we moved her to the power forward spot because they were cheating off of our power forward to double Alicia. Alicia had been very dominant, 26 points in the ball game and 16 rebounds. So they decided to double her in the overtime. So by moving Courtney there, we had a three-point shooter. We were pretty patient. We got her a good look, and she came back. And, to her credit, because she had missed the three at the end of regulation, and I was a little concerned that her chin might be down. But she came back, hit the very first shot in overtime, which was a three from the right corner, and then came back and hit another one later on.
That was good to see because she's been kind of quiet here the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, all of our three-point shooters have been pretty quiet lately. So if we can get on a roll there, and you know, we've said all along, if we could score 75 points every night, we pretty much could play with anybody in the country and beat anybody in the country anywhere. We just haven't been able to score that 75 because our perimeter shooting hasn't been consistent enough for us.
It's a tough one here tonight as we face the Concordia Bulldogs. We'll come back and talk about the opponents when our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. His Broncos in Seward tonight to take on the number two-ranked team in the country in Concordia. You lost to this team earlier this season, coach, back in Hastings, 59-47. What do we got to do better tonight?
Well, I think there's three things they do extremely well. And number one is they put a lot of pressure on you. They really work hard on defense. They're very fundamentally sound on defense, and they contest every shot. And that's why we ended up with the 47 points that night, was that we just, even in the post, I think we were 5-for-14 in the post that night, so we didn't finish very well. The second thing is that you have to keep them off the offensive boards. We had a number of stops that they turned around and got a second or third shot on and put enough of them in. We didn't give up a lot of points that night at 59, but it was too many for how many we were scoring. And the third thing is they're a very mentally tough team, and they're very physical with you. They get after you hard, and if we don't match that type of intensity and that aggressiveness, then the same thing that happened in the ball game at Hastings, they'll just kind of intimidate us and we'll back off from them, and that'll affect both our offense and our defense.
They're very good defensively, put a lot of pressure on the ball, backcourt pressure. Is this as good as Briarcliff or Northwestern or better or maybe third?
You know, again, it's a different kind of pressure. It's a type of pressure that they force you to make some passes. They force you to have your non-ball handlers do some ball handling, make some decisions for you, and then they take advantage of those situations. They don't come at you with the same speed that a Briarcliff comes at you with. But again, they influence you to the side of the court, and then they take advantage of the angles and really do a great job. This is a very, very smart basketball team.
Are we prepared for the press? It doesn't seem to bother us the past couple of ball games, and we have seen that pressure.
Well, on paper, we know exactly what we're supposed to do. But again, you got to be ready to go to war for 40 minutes because they're going to come at you, and they're going to come at you, and they're going to come at you. And the real key is to not, you know, I feel our defense will match up with them pretty well, but we got to make sure that we don't give them any layups in transition, that we don't give them any of those extra offensive rebounds. If they get 10, 15 more shots than we do, then they're probably going to win the ball game.
Amber Kistler is the player of the week, not only in the GPAC, in the nation. She had a great week last week for the Bulldogs. What's the story on her? How do we stop her?
Well, she's shooting the eyes out of the basketball right now. She was 8-for-8 in the Briarcliff game from the three-point line, had 37 points that night. You know, we're going to put Taz on her. We're going to say, Taz, you don't have any backside responsibilities. Just don't lose her. She's a catch-and-shoot type player. She will put it on the floor, but she's not nearly as effective as if you give her a half of an eyelid and she can see the rim from 30 feet and then she'll put it in for you. So, you know, I believe very strongly in our two guards, Brittany Wong and Taz, how well they play defensively. Should be a great matchup with the two guards that Concordia has.
Conahan is the other girl. She's averaging a 15 points per ball game. She was a leading scorer against Hastings the first time around, 19 points. Let's talk about her.
Well, they ran a little screen and roll. We played a lot of zone that night, and they ran a little screen for with the post, and we didn't do a very good job of rotating to it, and so she hit about three threes on us in the second half. So we've worked on that, and hopefully we'll eliminate that option from their offense. But again, you have two guards that tremendous shooters, tremendous range, very quick releases. Both can put it on the floor. You just have to be willing to work for 40 minutes all night long and not let them have an inch.
do we play him any differently this time around, or just play this game 40 minutes, like you said?
Well, we won't play so much differently, but we know what they're going to do, and we've got to anticipate it a little bit better and make sure, again, that they don't get some of those easier looks that they got last time where they caught us off guard or they caught us out of a rotation.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Second-ranked Concordia, 18th-ranked Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Walls Human Performance Center. We're in Seward, Nebraska here tonight. We got women's college basketball at 1230 KHAS and a dandy here tonight as number two-ranked Concordia gets set to take on the 18th-ranked Broncos out of Hastings College. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Concordia coming in, the hottest team in the nation right now. The Bulldogs are 26-2 on the season. They are 16-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won 13 games in a row. Concordia has dropped only two games this year, losing to Northwestern 74-67 in Orange City, and then losing here at home back in December to Morningside by a score of 69-66. Concordia right now on top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 16-2 record. Hastings College coming in. The Broncos have won four games in a row. Hastings sitting at 19-8 on the season. They're 11-7 in the conference. And right now, Hastings tied for fourth place in the conference with Briarcliff with two games to go. The Broncos looking to finish off strong here in the regular season and move on into the GPAC postseason tournament here in a week or so. Hastings sitting, like we said, in a tie right now for Briarcliff for fourth place. Briarcliff does not play until tomorrow night when they take on Midland University at home, and then Briarcliff will finish up this season on Saturday with a game against Northwestern. Hastings has the toughest schedule in the nation for the final week of the season, with the Broncos taking on number two-ranked Concordia here tonight. Then they'll see number four-ranked Morningside in a home ball game on Saturday. Hastings and Concordia met once already this year, and Concordia beat Hastings back at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 59-47. So a good one on tap here tonight in women's college basketball between Hastings College and Concordia. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Again, welcome back to the Walls Human Performance Center here in Seward tonight. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's college basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. The Hastings College men will play here tomorrow night, and we'll have that ball game for you as well here on 1230 KHS. Same starting time, 7:45 for the pregame, 8 o'clock for the tip-off. They had a JV girls game before this one tonight, and Concordia beat Hastings by the score of 59-54. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the second-ranked Concordia Bulldogs here tonight, they will go with Tracy Pites, a 5'10" freshman out of Hardington, Nebraska. She is averaging 4 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Lori Labota is a 5'11" sophomore out of Parker, Colorado. She's averaging 7 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. Kristen Conahan is a 5'5" sophomore out of Millard North. Conahan is averaging 15.9 points, 2.6 rebounds per game. Amber Kistler is the GPAC co-player of the week and also the NAIA national player of the week. She scored 37 points a week ago in the ball game against Briar Cliff. She's a 5'9" senior out of Minotaur, Nebraska, a transfer from Western Nebraska Community College. Kistler is averaging 14.5 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. And then Brittany Bertel, a 6-foot sophomore out of Madison, who's averaging 4.9 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Hastings will go with Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball. Courtney Spahn gets a start tonight, a 5'9" senior out of Mesquite, Nevada. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Ball is in the air. The Broncos control the opening tip. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Hastings dressed in their road black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Concordia dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue here tonight. There's a Brittany Wong from the right side. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is picked up there by Concordia on the weak side, and here come the Bulldogs for the first time tonight. Conahan gets the ball down the floor. A shot taken by Kistler is going to be good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Kistler got in a hurry there, and a traveling violation is called an Amber. First turnover on Concordia here in the ball game, and now here's where the Bulldogs are so tough, this backcourt pressure. They forced 26 turnovers per ball game. Hastings will have to deal with this all night long. So far, so good. Hastings gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Alicia Stadler comes over here to Taz Yorig, gets away from Kistler, drives inside, puts it up off the window and scores. Taz Yorig scores for Hastings College, and the Broncos are on the board 2-0 is the score. Here comes the Concordia Bulldogs back with the ball, a team that is averaging 77 points per ball game. Offensively, that is number 2 in the conference this week. Concordia's got the ball. Pints has got it. Now works it back around to a Kistler over here on the near sideline. Down in the corner to a Conahan. Entry pass. They get it down low. A shot is up and in. A shot is taken there by Amber Kistler, and she gets the field goal to go down. And she had 37 points against Briarcliff a week ago. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Here's Alicia Stadler to the near sideline, down in the corner. That's going to be Courtney Spahn out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Loboda, Lori Loboda for Concordia. Down the right sideline, Conahan has got the ball, feeds it inside. The ball poked away. Stadler grabs it down in the corner, trying to get it inside to Brittany Bertel, and Stadler gets around there to deny the pass, and then she picks up the ball in the corner. Gets it away to Brittany Wong, now to Taz York down the near sideline. Hastings 2 and Concordia 2. Here's Brittany Wong at the top of the key to Stadler. Pulls up, shoots one from the wing. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Conahan. Kristen Conahan brings her back now for the Bulldogs. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Hastings matching up man-to-man here. Wong right on her face defensively. There's Loboda with the ball back outside. That's Amber Kistler. She holds it. Kistler comes over here to Bertel. Her shot from 15 is no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Courtney Spahn. Now to Taz York. She dribbles up the floor. Takes it down in the corner on the dribble for Hastings. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Bounce pass outside to Brittany Wong. Now to Alicia Stadler. Down to Courtney Spahn. Deep in the corner left side to Raggett. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Kistler. Amber Kistler runs it back the other way for Concordia. Back into the offensive zone. Down to Conahan, picked up by Brittany Wong, tries to drive it. Bounce pass comes over here on the near sideline to Loboda. Back outside now to Pite. Her pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Spahn. Third turnover on Concordia here in the ballgame. Courtney Spahn comes back down the left sideline. Spahn comes out to Alicia Stadler. Stadler now to Brittany Wong, down in the corner to Taz. Feeds it inside to Kaylee Raggett. Their shot off the window is good. Kaylee Raggett puts it up there left-handed, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 4-2. Early in the ball game, we have played 3 minutes here from a sewer tonight with women's college basketball. Conahan on the wing, gets it out here in the three-point territory to Kistler. Puts it on the floor, dribbles down to the left baseline. A pass in the lane, a shot is up there. It's going to be no good there by Bertel. Bertel gets her own rebound back to the free throw line to Loboda. Back outside, and the ball is stuck. The ball is stuck between the rim and the backboard as the shot is taken there by Lori Loboda. And Hastings College will get to play things in when they get the ball down there. It is stuck between the rim and the backboard as they get that taken care of. And the Broncos will play things in here underneath their own basket. They're going to give the ball to Concordia. Concordia will get to play things in underneath their own basket with 16:43 to play. In the first half, 42 is the score. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Kistler. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. That's Katie Rich, who just checked into the ball game there for Concordia. She gets the offensive board and a putback for the Bulldogs, and now it's a 4-4 ball game. Hastings in Concordia. As Rich will go to the free throw line, the personal foul is going to be whistled on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. First foul on Spahn and the first team foul on the Broncos. Rich's free throw is up there. It's good. So Katie Rich comes into the ball game and immediately contributes here for the Bulldogs, a three-point play. And now Concordia's got a 5-4 advantage over Hastings College. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. Brittany Wong has got it down for the Broncos. Comes here to a Laurel Zwiener, who's into the ball game. Zwiener gets the ball to a Taz York. Taz gets away, dribbles inside, runs into traffic, and now we got a foul called. A foul here will go on Concordia. It's going to go on Katie Rich. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings. Peterson will come in. Coming out will be Courtney Spahn. Peterson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Hastings College will play things in. Frankie will inbound the ball. Gets it down in the corner to a Taz York. The Broncos trailing here 5-4. Here's Zwiener. She puts it up there. No good. Rebound tapped around. It's picked up here by Concordia. Kristen Conahan comes back with the ball now for the Bulldogs. Long pass ahead to Rich down in the corner. Katie Rich throws up a three. Ball misses. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Picked up by Jerrica Pearson, who's into the ball game now for Concordia. Another offensive board there for the Bulldogs. Out to Katie Rich out here in three-point territory to Conahan. Moves it down to the baseline to Bailey Morris, who's into the ballgame, a former Sandy Creek Cougar. There's a Bailey Morris inside the free throw circle, puts it up there, the shot short, gets her own rebound, goes back up, her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Bailey Morris grabs the ball back. Morris has still got it here for the Bulldogs on the wing on the left side. Gets it out here to a Kristen Conahan. Conahan dribbling with the ball here, gets it into the hands now of Katie Rich, drives the ball toward the goal, the shot's going to be blocked down again by Zwiener, and the ball goes out of bounds. Two block shots here in this possession by Laurel Zwiener inside there for Hastings College. Zwiener, the 6'4" and sophomore out of Pleasanton, picks up a couple of blocks here. Blocks number 36-37 for the season. Concordia will play things in. 14 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's a Bailey Morris. Morris comes out to Conahan again. Out in three-point territory, picked up by Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game now. A running one-hander down the lane is going to be no good. This time, Hastings grabs the rebound. That's a Raggett with the ball for the Broncos. Dribbles out of here. Comes from the near sideline. The ball's poked away. It is loose and it's picked up here by Concordia. That's a Brittany Benson. She drives her shot. Going to be no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. So Hastings turns the ball over here. Brittany Benson came down with it and misses at the hole. And then Benson commits the personal foul and the scramble for the rebound. The first foul on Brittany Benson. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs. 15 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Concordia 5, Hastings College 4. Broncos working with it here in backcourt. Lowell Zwiener throws it over to the near sideline to a Brittany Wong. She dribbles with it in backcourt against Beth Kometcher, who's into the ball game now. To Josie Schomp. Here's an entry passage to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bailey Morris back the other way for Concordia. Bailey Morris has got it on the dribble. Long pass goes down in the corner. Right side to Kometcher. Her shot is up and in. Beth Kometcher throws up the three ball there for the Concordia Bulldogs. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. So Hastings out to a 4-2 advantage. Concordia comes back and scores six straight points. We've got a timeout with 14 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's now Concordia 8, Hastings College 4.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of Sandy Creek Cougars into the ballgame now for Concordia and Beth Kometcher and Bailey Morris. They teamed up on that last possession. Morris got the assist. Kometcher got a three-pointer. That gives Concordia an 8-4 advantage over Hastings College. The Broncos have the ball here on the near sideline. Josie Schomp having problems with it, and a jump ball is going to be called. Josie Schomp is tied up on the play here on the near sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They'll play things in right in front of Concordia head coach Drew Olson. Here's the ball tipped into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Concordia. That's Pearson with the ball for the Bulldogs. A turnover on the Broncos. That's their third of the ball game. Bailey Morris has got it now. Morris outside to Brittany Benson. Bounce pass down to Morris. Down on the baseline. Her shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound Kometcher. Kometcher gets it back out to the Katie Rich. Now to Kometcher. 4-3. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Thompson got the ball out of there. They got a personal foul called on Katie Rich of Concordia. She was holding Frankie Peterson, who released and was heading down the floor. Katie Rich picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. Into the ball game now for Hastings College. It's going to be Taz Yoring. She comes back in there. Here comes the Broncos. Back into the offensive zone. That's going to be Josie Schomp inside now to Zwiener. And her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores on the assist from Josie Schomp. 8-6 the score now. Hastings College back to within 2 points. This is the second-ranked team in the nation we're seeing here tonight in Concordia. Here's Rich for three. Shot good. Nobody out on Katie Rich, and she bangs one home from the top of the key. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Make it 6 points in the game since coming in. There's a Laurel Zwiener. Hastings is down by 5 points now. 11-6 is the score. There's a pass in backcourt. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. It comes to the near sideline. Scramble is on. Finally, it's going to be tied up here on the near sideline. And the arrow pointing in favor of Concordia. So another turnover on Hastings. The Broncos not handling the pressure very well here the past couple of minutes. Hastings, past couple of games have handled the pressure pretty well, but not tonight. Hastings already with four turnovers here against Concordia. The Bulldogs, they forced 26 on the season defensively. And now Concordia with a five-point lead has got the basketball. 11-6 is the score. Here's a Kistler with it now. Kistler comes over there to the wing on the right side. Gets it back now. Cross-court pass comes over here to Conahan. Conahan behind his screen. Loses the ball. It's tapped out of bounds. So Concordia will play things in. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. It'll be Concordia inbounding the ball. They get it to Conahan out here in three-point territory. Spins away. Conahan goes back door there, and the shot is up and in. They get the ball to Amber Kistler. Kistler scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Bulldogs are out to a seven-point lead. 13-6 is the score. 7 minutes into the ball game. There's a Taz York down the near sideline. Taz gets it to Sophia McDermott, who's into the ball game now. McDermott at the point, goes on a high post to Laurel Zwiener. Over on the far sideline, Frankie Peterson holds the ball, gets this man-to-man. Here's Melissa Thompson, comes across the top to Sophia McDermott. Now over here to Taz York, to Frankie Peterson, fakes the three, takes it to the free throw line, bounce pass off to McDermott, 4-3, her shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Conahan. Conahan has got the ball for Concordia. She runs her back the other way. Long pass ahead. They get it down to the baseline. The Kistler. Entry pass. They get it inside. Now they kick it back out to a Kistler again over on the wing on the right side to the free throw line to Bertel. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings underneath the hole. That's a Frankie Peterson with a rebound to Laurel Zwiener. Down the near sideline to Taz York. Down to Sophia McDermott into the offensive scoring zone. Broncos trailing by 7, 13-6. Here's a Frankie Peterson driving for the hole, and the foul is going to be called. Peterson angling in from the left side, taking it to the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Concordia. Tracy Pites picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play it in. Alicia Stadler has got it. She's back into the ball game. Melissa Thompson down to Peterson. Inside to Stadler. Grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler scores. Had 26 points the other day against Mount Marty up there in Yankton. She gets her first field goal here, and the Broncos are back to within 5 points. 13-8 is the score. 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Bertel with the ball out to a Conahan out here in three-point territory. Conahan working with it now on the dribble. We got a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. A foul is going to go on to Taz York. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Concordia will play things in. In the girls' C19 sub-district tournament back at Hastings College, Minden has knocked off Adams Central tonight in girls' play by a score of 74-33. 74-33, Minden beats Adams Central tonight in the girls' sub-district tournament back at Hastings College. The Broncos trailing here in women's college basketball 13-8 in Seward. Amber Kistler gets away, bounce pass underneath the Bertel, and she lays it in. Amber Kistler gets the assist. Brittany Bertel gets the field goal. And the Bulldogs are out on top with a score of 15-8. Here comes Sophia McDermott down the near sideline. McDermott takes it down in the corner. McDermott bounce pass inside to Alicia. Kicks it back out to McDermott. 4-3. Her shot is up there. She hits it. Big bucket by Sophia McDermott. Knocks down the tray. And the Broncos are back to within 4 points. 15-11 is the score. Bulldogs coming back quickly. Bertel has got it. Not a Conahan. Comes across the top to Kistler. Amber, several feet behind a three-point arc, throws it up there. The shot is no good. Rebound Statler, and she can be fouled in the play. Brittany Bertel is going to be hit with a personal foul over the right shoulder of Statler. That's going to be the first foul in Bertel. And team foul number 5 of the Bulldogs. End of the ball game now. Again for Concordia will be Katie Rich. Going out will be Bertel. 15-11 is the score. Hastings down by 4 points. There's a long pass ahead. And it's going to be brought down here, a turnover in the Broncos, as it's going to be picked up there by Tracy Pites, who comes back the other direction for Concordia. So 5 turnovers on Hastings. Here's a long-range three put up there and in by Kristen Conahan. Again, several feet from behind the three-point arc. Throws up the tray, and the Bulldogs have a 7-point lead now. 18-11. Here's another pass that could be intercepted by Katie Rich. Goes into the lane there. They get it away to Loboda back to the right sideline to Kistler. Back outside, a three-pointer. She buries another one. That's a Lori Loboda throwing up the three. And now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. Broncos turn it away here in backcourt. Concordia gets a three ball from Lori Loboda. And Concordia, bam, just like that with a 10-point lead. Timeout on the floor. 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play. In the first half, the score, Concordia 21, Hastings 11.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Seward here tonight. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College trailing in the ball game now by 10 points. It is 21-11. Concordia has hit their last two shots, both three-pointers here. Both on turnovers for Hastings College. The Broncos, that was seven turnovers here in the first half of play. Hastings coming back now. Here comes Brittany Wong. She hustles into the forecourt. Wong pulls up on the wing on the right side, gets it out to Taz York. Concordia saves with that man-to-man defense. There's Tad dribbling down the right side of the lane, goes down in the corner, now reverses the ball, gets it out here to Alicia Stadler. Now to Taz on the wing, dribbles with it, takes it to the top of the key. Frankie Peterson inside here to Stadler. Stadler is going to be hounded out there by the defense, and finally, we've got a traveling violation on Alicia. She was absolutely covered up inside. As soon as she receives the ball, she was surrounded by nothing but Concordia Bulldogs, and Stadler tries to force her way up there, and she's hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be eight turnovers now on Hastings College in the ballgame. 9:38 to play here in the first half. Concordia's got a 10-point lead. Driving to the bucket. A shot is up there. It's good. Tracy Pites takes it to the hole and scores. Took it down the left side of the lane, and Concordia's got a 12-point lead. 23-11. They've scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. And now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds again. As the Broncos trying to come up the floor, they throw the ball into the scorers table. That's nine turnovers on Hastings already here in the first half of play. Broncos having problems against this Concordia pressure tonight. The Bulldogs will inbound the ball right here at the midcourt stripe. 9 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 23-11. Bailey Morris has got the ball now for Concordia. She's back in there. The former Sandy Creek Cougar dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lobs it to Katie Rich at the free throw line. Circles around. Here's a jump pass down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Jerrica Pearson. It was heading to the hole there. The ball deflected out of bounds by both Courtney Spahn and Alicia Stadler. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Katie Rich gets the ball in to Benson. Her long three is up there. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Zwiener double team here. Trapped along the baseline. Zwiener's got to get rid of it. She does. To Brittany Wong. Brittany runs her back the other way. The Broncos are trailing by 12. 23-11 here in the first half. Wong comes over here to Taz Yorig. Inside down to Stadler. Shot up there. No good. She draws a personal foul. So a personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on to Brittany Benson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Stadler. Alicia with a couple of points in the ball game thus far. And her shot is up there. It's good. Alicia is the co-player of the week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, along with Amber Kistler of Concordia. Alicia averaged 23 points per ball game in three contests a week ago, 13 rebounds per game. Now she buries a couple of free throws here. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos back to within 10. 23-13 is the score from Seward here tonight. There's a Jerrica Pearson with the ball. Gets it to Amber Kistler. Down in the corner to a Bailey Morris. Lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Kistler out of bounds. The fourth turnover in Concordia in the ball game. So now the Broncos can cut the lead back down to single digits with a field goal here. Brittany Wong gets it into Stadler. Back to Brittany Wong. She flies up the far sideline. Wong brings it into the offensive zone. Then she falls down with it. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. It'll be a Courtney Spahn. She'll play things in for the Broncos. Gets it into the hands of a Brittany Wong. Wong picked up there by Bailey Morris. Drives the ball to the hole. Wong goes up for the shot. It's good. Brittany Wong takes Bailey Morris right to the hole and scores. Hastings back to within 8 points now, 23-15. Back the other way. There's a shot by Brittany Benson, no good. Rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Gets it into the hands of Taz York. Back into the offensive scoring zone. Taz out to Alicia Stadler. Two-headed pass goes to Courtney Spahn. There's an entry pass that could be intercepted. Trying to get it to a Zwiener, and the ball is intercepted there by a Katie Rich. Running back the other way. Here come the Bulldogs with it now. The Kistler down in the corner to Pearson. Brings it to the free throw line to Benson. Over on the left side to Pearson. There's something five good. Jerrica Pearson scores just to the left of the goal there. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. It's now 25-15. Concordia back out to a 10-point lead. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball for Hastings. Gets it into Alicia Stadler. Stadler down to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener holds it here in backcourt. Gives it away to a Brittany Wong as she comes up the floor here. Brittany Wong down to Laurel Zwiener. Down in the corner. Here's Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Rebound poked away, and it's going to be picked up by Katie Rich. Rich comes back the other way for the Bulldogs. Long pass ahead to get it to Kistler. Shot up there, no good. Rebound Pearson. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Spahn. She had knocked out of her hands. It's out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Kaylee Raggett. Raggett will come in. Here comes Josie Schomp into the ball game. We understand that the Broncos nursing some health issues on the ball club tonight. Alicia Stadler, Brittany Wong, both been down with some sort of a stomach virus here in the past 24 hours or so, so they're not feeling well. Also, Cammie Bruckman, the last 2 weeks, have not been feeling very well. There's a shot from the right wing that's going to be no good by Conahan. The ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Also, Sophia McDermott was a little bit under the weather in the past 48 hours or so. So Hastings with some health problems here. It's like going into a war with a BB gun when you're playing Concordia here tonight. 25-15 is the score. Hastings is down by 10 points. Here's a shot. She goes inside to Zwiener. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul called. They got the ball inside to Zwiener, and a personal foul is going to be called on Jerrica Pearson. That's going to be the first foul on Pearson. Team foul number 7 on the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. Everybody else in the G-Pack is playing tomorrow on the women's side of things, and Hastings College will play here tomorrow night in men's competition. 8 o'clock starting time, 7:45 pregame tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Shot from the free throw line by Zwiener is going to be up there and in. Zwiener now with 3 points in the basketball game, a 68% foul shooter in the season. Zwiener will have another shot here. The Broncos back to within 9 points, 25-16. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's up and in. So Zwiener hits a couple of free throws here, and Hastings back to within 8 points, 25-17. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play here in this first half from Concordia tonight. Here's a Conahan with the ball on the wing. Gets it out to Bailey Morris. Grinds the ball down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down out of bounds. Again, Zwiener getting her hands on it there for Hastings College, and Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Concordia will play things in down in the corner. They get it inside now to a Pites. Her shot's going to be deflected back out of her hands. Picked up by Pites. Back outside to Bailey Morris. Bailey Morris now to Pites down here in the corner. As they get it to Lobota, to the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's no good by Bertel. It does not draw iron from the stripe. And a shot clock violation there on the Concordia Bulldogs. So now Hastings with 6:11 to play here in the first half. We'll have a chance to slice into the lead. 25-17 is the score. Concordia out on top. Hastings with the ball, though, here in backcourt. Sophia McDermott comes to the near sideline and now puts on the brakes. Back to the center of the floor. Gets it into the offensive zone to Zwiener. Now to Josie Schomp. Schomp down here in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside to Raggett. Their shot is up there at him. Kaylee Raggett banks one home for Hastings. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within six. 25-19 with 5:46 to play. Bailey Morris drives into the hole. Her shot is up there and no good. Rebound to Zwiener. Long pass ahead. Intercepted. Intercepted by Pites. She's got it now down in the corner. Here's a shot by Bertel. A shot on the baseline. Good. Brittany Bertel scoring there. She's now got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Hastings will play the ball in. Zwiener has got it. Now to Sophia McDermott. Races it into the offensive zone. Hastings trailing 27-19 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here's Josie Schomp. Dribble penetration. Stops. Gets it out on the baseline. It's intercepted. Intercepted there by Lobota. A 12th turnover on Hastings College. Down to a Conahan. Into the forecourt. Conahan inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there and scores. Kristen Conahan scores over Josie Schomp. And just like that, the Bulldogs back out to a 10-point lead. It is 29-19. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 29, Hastings 19.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill celebrates its second anniversary and the grand opening of its new addition this Saturday night. Food and drink specials all evening. Preferred Method entertains from 9 till 1. Rivals Bar and Grill, second anniversary celebration this Saturday night at Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos playing the ball in a long pass ahead. Josie Schopp can't control it. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to be knocked out of her hands there by Concordia, so Hastings will play things in. The second ball game back at the Osborne Sports Complex at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia surprising Kearney Catholic at the break. It is 28-13. St. Cecilia 28, Kearney Catholic 13. That game is at halftime tonight. Minden won the first game over Adams Central 74-33. Broncos will play the ball in here. They get it inside, and now a jump ball is going to be called as Elisa Stadler is tied up in the play. And this time the arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Dogs will play things in. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a score of 29-19. Concordia using an 8-0 run there midway through this first half to get some breathing room in a tight ball game. Here's Beth Kobetcher with the ball on the wing on the right side to Bertel. Now to Katie Rich. Gives it back away to Kobetcher. Outside to Tracy Pites. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot over Rackus is up and in. Tracy Pites takes it to the hole. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Concordia leads again by 12 points. 31-19 matches their biggest lead of the ball game here. Pressure again in backcourt. They get it to Josie Schopp. Right at the midcourt stripe. Josie Schopp brings it into the offensive zone. Stops. Gets it now into the hands of McDermott. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass to Stadler. Shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings on the assist from Sophia McDermott. 31-21 now. Hastings back to within 10 points. Here comes Conahan with the ball for Concordia. She drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Bertel. Bertel gets it away to Kometcher in the corner. Out to Katie Rich out here in three-point territory. Across the top to Conahan. Dribble penetration. Her passing will be kicked. Conahan trying to take it down on the right baseline, and the ball was kicked there by Stadler of Hastings. So Concordia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. 3:42 to play here in the first half, 31-21. Hastings trailing Concordia. They'll play things in to Kistler, who's back into the ball game, deep in the corner of the right side. Picked up by Rackett. Here's a bounce pass right side of the lane, tipped out of bounds. It's lost off of the fingertips of Katie Rich. Rich was the last to touch it. Turnover number 5 on Concordia. Hastings will play things in now here in backcourt. Bulldogs will attack back here as McDermott will play it in to Alicia Stadler. Stadler dribbles with the ball, gets it back into the hands of McDermott. She puts it on the floor and races into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Concordia will now match up man-to-man. Across the top, that's a Josie Schopp. Schopp now to a Kaylee Raggett over on the wing on the left side. Kaylee looking, now puts it on the floor. Dribbles it all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett with 3 field goals and 6 points here in this first half. It's 31-23. Hastings down by 8 points with 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in this first half. As Kristen Conahan will get some instructions from Concordia head coach Drew Olson. Brings it into the forecourt. Goes over on the wing to a Kistler. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now gives it away to Bertel. A shot good. Nobody out there on Brittany Bertel. And she cans one from the stripe. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. And Concordia back out to a 10-point lead. 33-23. Here's Spahn. Lobs it in the lane to Kaylee Raggett. And her shot is up there left-handed and scores. Kaylee Raggett now with 8 points in the ball game. 33-25. The Broncos back with an 8. Here's a Conahan with the ball now. Conahan moves it over here to a Kistler. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Katie Rich at the top of the key. Katie Rich gets around to Courtney Spahn, takes it down to the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Reverses the ball, gets it out here to Conahan. Back on the right wing to Rich. Her shot for 3. Good. Stadler was slow in getting out there, and Katie Rich nails her second 3-pointer of the ball game, and Concordia is out to an 11-point lead. 36-25. Again, pressure here in backcourt. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Kometcher. Now to Conahan. Shot for 3. Good. Conahan nails a 3-pointer for Concordia. And the Bulldogs now have their biggest lead of this first half at 14 points. 39-25. The Broncos turning the ball over offensively. Concordia making them pay for it with some 3-pointers here in the first half. Concordia leading 39-25. Here's another high pass. And now a foul is going to be called. The pass was high to Alicia Stadler right in the center of the floor. The ball tipped away, and then Stadler picks up the personal foul. So now we're going to have Concordia playing the ball in on the far sideline. So Concordia plays things in. That's a Katie Rich as she gets into the hands of a Kristen Conahan. 39-25, the Bulldogs have a 14-point lead here in this first half. Here's Conahan, top of the key, dribbles behind her back, moves it to the wing, down to the free throw line. They get it there to Lobota, who's back into the ball game. To Katie Rich, back outside to Conahan. Kristen Conahan dribbling with the ball out here against the Brittany Wong. Behind the screen, Conahan has still got it. Gives the ball away to Kistler. She tries to penetrate down the lane. Kicks it back out here to Kometscher. Kometscher's off balance shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick. Taz dribbles down to the near sideline. She'll bring things up against Kometscher. Races it into the offensive zone. Crossover dribble. Takes it to the top of the key. Moves it over to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett now to a Cammie Breckman who's into the ball game. Breckman dribbling with the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott. Down in the corner to Taz Yorick. Taz holds it. She tries to drive it down the baseline and loses control of the ball out of bounds. Let's see, was it tipped out? The officials look at one another. They give the ball to Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in with 51 seconds to play here in the first half. Taz Yorick is going to check out of the ball game. Aaron Vanderpool comes in there. So Vanderpool going to see some playing time here early in the ball game tonight. So we approach the halfway point. Cammie Breckman has got the ball down in the corner now. That's a Brittany Wong. Wong now to Breckman, 4-3. Shot is up there, is off of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Kistler. Kistler running back the other way for Concordia, right in the center of the floor. Stops at the free throw line, sends it over on the far side to a Bailey Morris. Now to Kistler. Entry pass knocked away, and another foul is going to be called. This one will go on Alicia Stadler. Stadler picks up her second personal foul. Non-shooting situation, that's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. So it'll be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Zwiener into the ball game now. Laurel Zwiener will check in for Statler. Concordia will inbound the ball to a Kistler down in the corner. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Concordia will probably go for the final shot here in the first half. The Bulldogs out to a 14-point lead over Hastings. It is 39-25 as the Conahan just hangs on to the ball here. Just past the mid-court stripe here. Looks up at the clock. We're at 14 seconds to go. Conahan now works. Comes over here to Bailey Morris. On the wing on the left side. Now to Conahan. Free throw line. Dumps it off in the lane there to a Lobota. Her shot is going to be blocked down. And a shot clock violation. As that shot did not draw iron. Nice block there by Zwiener. She gets her third block of this first half. And now Hastings will play things in with 3.3 seconds to play. The shot did not draw iron, so a shot clock violation here on Concordia as the shot clock expires. And now the officials having a little conference under the hole here. And now they're going to come over to the scores table to get things situated here. 3.3 seconds left on the clock. The shot clock is expired, and they'll get things reset over here. We'll see what they do. 39-25 is the score. Hastings is down by 14 points. Down by 14 points here as we near the end of the first half. So 3.9 seconds left on the clock. That remains. Hastings will play things in. Brittany Wong, now to Zwiener. Back to Brittany Wong. Runs up the floor from half quarter. Shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight in Seward. So Hastings got off to a great start here this evening, but Concordia uses an 8-0 run about midway through that first half, and the Broncos are trailing here at halftime. Concordia using their defense to produce some offense here in this one. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings College at halftime. It's the Bulldogs 35, Hastings College, or rather the Bulldogs 39, Hastings College 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Concordia here tonight in Seward at Concordia University. And the second-ranked Bulldogs have got the lead over Hastings College here at the break. The score is 39-25. Hastings got out to a 4-2 advantage in this one here tonight before Concordia comes back to score 6 straight points to grab an 8-4 advantage over Hastings College. They got onto an 11-6 lead. As soon as Concordia took the lead at 5-4, they have not relinquished that lead here in the first half of play. It was 15-11 with about 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. And then Concordia used a little spurt. They scored 8 straight points to go out on top by a score of 23-11 in the ball game. Hastings College then some more turnovers. And boy, when Concordia has got a majority of those turnovers in backcourt, they made the Broncos pay with some big three-pointers that went real fast from 23-11 to 31-19 in the ball game. And right now, 39-25 is our score at halftime as Concordia has got the lead, the second-ranked team in the country, leading Hastings College here tonight in women's college basketball. Check the scoring for you here in the first half. It's Katie Rich leading the way for Concordia. Rich has got 9 points in the ball game, and she has nailed a couple of three-pointers in this contest. And she's got a 2-point field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Katie Rich has got 9 points off of the bench tonight for head coach Drew Olson. Kristen Conahan has got 8 points. Conahan has knocked down a couple of trays, and she's got a 2-point field goal. So Conahan has got 8 points. The other scores for Concordia, you've got Brittany Bertel with 6 points on 3 field goals. Then you've got Amber Kistler with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Tracy Pites has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here at the break. Lori Laboda has got 3 points on a 3-pointer. Beth Kometcher has nailed the tray. She's got 3 points. And Jerrica Pearson has got a field goal for 2. Concordia shot only 1 free throw in the ball game here tonight. That was a free throw by Katie Rich, and they converted on that one. So Concordia 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Hastings has shot only 4 free throws tonight. The Broncos are 4 out of 4 from the line in the first half. They're being led by Kaylee Raggett. She has got 8 points. Raggett has got 4 field goals for her 8. Alicia Stadler is being held to 6 points in the first half. She's got 2 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points in the ball game. Taz Yorg has got a field goal for 2. Brittany Wong has got a field goal for 2. And Sophia McDermott hit a 3-pointer in the first half. She has got 3 points in the ball game. Again, Hastings is trailing here at halftime by a score of 39-25. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight, the Broncos are hitting 55% of their field goals. The Broncos are 10 out of 18 from the field. Concordia just 39% in the first half. They are 16 out of 41. Hastings hitting 1 out of 6 from 3-point territory tonight for 16%. Concordia is 6 out of 11 for 54%. Hastings 4 out of 4 on free throws tonight. Concordia is 1 out of 1. The rebounds, Concordia has got an 8-board advantage here at halftime. Concordia's got 21 rebounds. Hastings with 13. And get this, Concordia with 13 offensive rebounds in the first half. Hastings with 0. Turnovers, Concordia with 5. The Broncos have turned the ball over 13 times officially here in the ball game. Concordia's got no block shots and 11 steals. Hastings with 5 block shots and 2 steals here in the ball game. The leading rebounder so far for Concordia in the first half of play was Kristen Conahan. She has got 3 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half was Laurel Zwiener. She also had 3 rebounds here in the contest. So the Broncos are trailing here at halftime by 14 points to the Concordia Bulldogs. The score is 39-25. Again, back in the C1 Subdistrict 9 basketball tournament, back at the Osborne Sports Complex at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. In the first ball game, Top-seeded Minden took care of Adams Central by a score of 74-33, so the Patriots' season is over. The second ball game was at halftime at last check, and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, the defending Class C1 state champions, have the lead over second-seeded Kearney Catholic at the break by a score of 28-13. St. Cecilia playing without the services of their leading scorer on the season, Chanel Farmer, who's been lost with a broken bone in her leg. So St. Cecilia surprising Kearney Catholic in the first half there at halftime. And that second ball game tonight, the Hawkettes 28 and Kearney Catholic 13. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Tyson Urbanic will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is sophomore Taz Urig, point guard from Sydney, Nebraska, majoring in secondary education with a 3.56 GPA. Now back in Sydney, she had a lot of success. It was all-conference 4 years, state qualifier, first-team All-State, and that success has translated into her college season as she has appeared in all 26 games for the Broncos this year, shooting 40% from the field, 32% from behind the arc, and 65% from the free throw line. She is averaging 8 points a game and has 1.6 rebounds. In the classroom, Taz is a member of the FCCLA, been on the Dean's List for the past 2 consecutive years, and in her free time, still enjoys playing sports. Your Scholar Athlete of the Week, Taz Urig, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Veronica with you. Joining us this afternoon over at the Hastings College Health Center, we have Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
You're sure welcome.
Beth, we wanted to focus on today's spotlight on this past week over at Hastings College. It was Sexual Responsibility Week. Take a little bit of time and tell us about Sexual Responsibility Week, why it's held at Hastings College.
Sexual Responsibility Week is a week that all of the PUN groups participate in and plan, and it's an event, probably the only event of the year, that all six of the groups work together to pull this event off. And it's a week long of educating people on ways to be safe if they choose to be sexually active.
Now, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned about the PUN groups. Talk about these. This, I believe it is the Pure Umbrella Network.
It's called the Pure Umbrella Network, and it's kind of the umbrella over all of the PUN groups. Groups were developed as the need arose. So instead of 6 or 12 people that teach all of campus health education, we have 6 different groups on campus that teach more specific to topics. So there's Alliance with the GBLTQ and Allies, Bacchus, which is Alcohol and Other Drugs, CARE, which is the Healthy Relationships Acquaintance Rape Group, 5-0, which is the HIV and STI Education Group, and SHAC, which picks up everything else, including all of the health issues, and Active Minds that does mental health teaching to erase that stigma.
And so, Beth, why would all of the peer education groups come in together for just sexual responsibility?
Well, each group gets very concentrated on their topic, and sexual responsibility plays into all six topics. And so the week of events this year was, they talked about consent, talked about risks of unprotected oral sex. They always have an event called Ask the Sexperts, which has a panel of physicians and professors and people from Hastings Family Planning, which answer questions that are produced by the student audience and cover all those sort of issues that they may not feel comfortable asking a friend or may not feel the friend is giving them a good response, so they can ask this panel of experts, anonymously, of course, and then get the response they need. And we finish up the week with a Sexival, which is actually a carnival of each pun group hosting a game with questions that tie sexual responsibility into their group's topic. So we have balloon pops and ball throws and ring toss and Plinko and all sorts of fun games.
Let's focus a little bit more. We're talking about the Ask the Sexperts, that event. Do you find out when college students get to ask their questions in that form, listen to people that are hearing feedback from them, do you find that that's more engaging for them to go to these conversations?
Oh, yes. That is usually one of the most highly attended events of the week. And this year we had Dr. John Baumfock from our faculty, Dr. Kathy Amio, Dr. Tyler Adam, and Dr. Leonard, the new pediatrician in town, and then Tiffany Krause, the community educator from Hastings Family Planning, and they were the panel of experts. And, you know, it's a lighthearted way to do teaching because, frankly, some of the questions are way out there. But, you know, it provides a way for students to ask those burning questions that they may not take to anyone else. And without that knowledge, they may be putting themselves at risk.
Okay. Once again, it's been Beth Luttrell with the Hastings College Health Department, the health center over there. Beth, we really appreciate you taking time talking a little bit about Sexual Responsibility Week. It was a week that was full of a series of speakers and events that sparked dialogue on personal responsibility and respect. So, Beth, we really appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking with you on the Hastings College Spotlight later this year.
Okay, thank you.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beaman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beaman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beaman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beaman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward tonight at the Walls Human Performance Center. Hastings College is trailing the Concordia Bulldogs 39-25. Hastings with the opening possession. There's a shot by Kaylee Rackett. It's going to be blocked down in the lane by Bertel. The ball is picked up here by Concordia running back the other way. Kistler, her shot at the other end is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Kaylee Rackett fighting for the ball, and she's going to be tied up in the play. Kaylee Rackett tied up there, and a possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Bulldogs. So it'll be Concordia basketball from underneath their own hole. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Raggett. Just underway here in the second half. Hastings is trailing Concordia by a score of 39-25. They play it into Bertel. Her shot is up there, no good. One shot and out. The Broncos grab the rebound. Melissa Thompson has got it here for Hastings College as she gets it away now to a Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbles behind her back, brings it up the near sideline, gets it into the offensive zone, comes out to Brittany Wong, bounce pass to Thompson on the wing on the right side, out to Brittany Wong, 4-3, shot is up there, she buries it. Brittany Wong hits her first three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings College is at 39-27. Now they just give her a two-pointer there. They say her foot was on the line, so a two-pointer by Brittany Wong. 39-27 the score, Hastings down by a dozen. There's a feed inside to get her back out to Bertel. Her shot from the wing is up and in. Brittany Bertel scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt, facing that pressure back here. Here's a Courtney Spahn down the right sideline. The ball is tipped away, and it is picked up here again by the Concordia Bulldogs. That's the 14th turnover on Hastings in the ball game. 41-27, the Bulldogs with a 14-point lead. Driving for the hole, a reverse layup is up and in. That's a Tracy Pites on a reverse layup. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 43-27. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Concordia. Back the other way, the Broncos nearly throw it out of bounds. It's saved by Melissa Thompson, but right into the hands of the Bulldogs here. That's Lobota with the ball. As she gets into the hands now of Conahan, as she comes into the offensive zone. Broncos are trailing 43-27 here. Women's college basketball. Pites has got it back out between the rings to Lobota. Gets it into the hands now of Kistler. Kistler goes to the far sideline to Conahan behind the screen from Bertel. Takes it to the top of the circle. The shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes out of Taz Yorick. Taz runs her back the other way. Looks up 1-on-2. And Yorick will hold up. She doesn't have the numbers as she gets the ball into the hands of Alicia Stadler. Now to Taz from 15. Shot is up there. No good. Bertel gets the rebound. Bertel hands it away now to Kristen Conahan. Her long pass down the floor is going to be deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline by Kistler. Drives it into the paint, goes for the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out by Taz York and is picked up here by Spahn. Courtney Spahn has got it for Hastings College. 17:33 to play. Now we've got a timeout. We've got a timeout from Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. Broncos going to talk things over. We've got a timeout inside 18 minutes to go here in the ballgame. It's now Concordia 43, Hastings 27.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Over. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Over. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Over. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The Hastings College men will play here tomorrow night in a very important ball game as the Broncos try to scratch their way into the GPAC postseason tournament. Airtime is 7:45 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock for the tip-off. The Broncos and the Bulldogs tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Hastings with the ball. They're trailing by 16 points here in the ball game. Frankie Peterson back into the ball game for the Broncos. He's got the ball. Now to Brittany Wong. Out to Stadler at the top of the key. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Dumps it away. Now to Peterson. Her shot from in front of the basket is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lobota for Concordia. Down the near sideline to Bailey Morris. Morris goes down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Rich. It's up and in. Katie Rich nails a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And Concordia's got a 19-point lead. It is 46-27. A 19-point lead by the Dogs. Here's Frankie Peterson on the ball. Brings it up high Free throw line extended, left side. Peterson has to get rid of it. She does. Comes out to Taz Yorick, down to Frankie again. Bombs it inside. Thompson grabs it there. Double team, triple team. Bailey Morris pops the ball loose. The scramble is on. We've got a jump ball called here. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Zwiener. Coming out will be Melissa Thompson. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball here for Hastings with 5 seconds on the shot clock. They get things into Peterson. She drives it into the lane, dumps it out down to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores on the assist from Frankie Peterson. Zwiener has now got 6 points in the ball game, 46-29. The Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball to the far sideline. A three-pointer put up and in. Lori Labota hits her second three-pointer of the contest. Concordia in the first half, 6 out of 11 on three-pointers. They've hit 2 already here in the second half. And Concordia now leads by 20 for the first time at 49-29. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Alicia Stadler. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's loose and it's picked up there on the baseline by Amber Kistler. Turnover number 16 on Hastings. Driving to the basket and scoring at the other end is going to be Lori Labota. Labota now with 8 points in the ball game. Concordia blowing the Broncos out of here. 41-29 is the score. 15 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Laurel Zwiener has got it now for Hastings. Hands it away. That's a Brittany Wong. Splits a couple of defenders. The ball knocked loose again. And is picked up again by Concordia. Coming back the other way is Amber Kistler. Her long pass down the floor is going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Conahan and threw it too far. Hastings with 18 turnovers in the ball game. In the first half, the points off of turnovers. Hastings with 8. Concordia with 24. Another glaring stat. Concordia with 13 offensive rebounds. Hastings with none. Broncos turned the ball over 13 times in the first half, and things have not improved here in half number two. 51-29 is the score. Concordia has got the lead, and we got a foul called here in backcourt. Personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Bailey Morris. That's going to be your first. Bailey Morris picks up her first foul. That's team foul number 2 on the Dogs here in the second half of play. 51-29. Hastings trailing the second-ranked team in the country here tonight in the Concordia Bulldogs. Broncos are playing things in. Peterson gets it to Wong. Wong now to Taz Yorick to the far sideline. The Sierra Williams in is into the ballgame. The Laurel Zwiener out of Wong. Takes it down to the baseline. That's Frankie Peterson. Dumps it off in the lane to Zwiener. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound. And it's brought out of there by Concordia. Now we're going to have a jump ball called there. Jerrica Pearson got the rebound and she was tied up on the play by Zwiener. The possession arrow was pointing in favor of Concordia, so the Bulldogs will have played things in here in backcourt. 14:46 to play in the ball game as Concordia 51, Hastings 29. There's a Bailey Morris with the ball. Deep in the corner on the right side to Benson, and now we got a 2 to the whistle out front here. And a personal foul is going to be called on Morris again. Bailey Morris picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs. That's going to be the 7th turnover on Concordia in the ball game as Hastings will play things in. That's a Brittany Wong with it now to Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets it into the hands of Taz Yorick. Taz dribbling with the ball, double team, gets it to Williamson. Two-handed pass comes on the near sideline out of Frankie Peterson. Picked up by Katie Wrench of Concordia. Out on top now, that's Williamson with the ball to Taz Yorick. Right side of the circle, goes down in the corner. That's a McDermott, brings it up to the elbow. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. So 15 on the shot clock, 14-14 left in the ball game. Concordia 51, Hastings 29. The Broncos will play it in on the far sideline. Broncos have scored only 4 points here in the first 5 minutes of the second half, 5 minutes plus. Here's a Sophia McDermott with the ball. Sophia takes to the left side of the key, stops there, reverses the ball, gets it back to the right side to Frankie Peterson. Peterson out of Taz for 3. Shot is up there. She buries it. Taz Yorick hits a three-pointer. That's her first of the ball game. She's now got 5 points in the contest. And the Broncos are back to within 19, 51-32. Hastings scored only 47 points against Concordia in the first ball game when Concordia beat Hastings back at home 59-47. There's an entry pass that's going to be kicked again by the Broncos, and Concordia will play things in from underneath their own basket. 13:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing. 51-32. They play things into Benson in the corner. Back inside to Rich. Gets it back to the left side to Pearson. First shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound Zwiener. Oral Zwiener has got it here for Hastings College. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline. Frankie Peterson has got the ball. Frankie stops out here in three-point territory. Looks at the three-pointer but passes it up. comes out here now to McDermott. Bounce pass right side. Taz for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Katie Rich, and she's going to be tied up in the play. Her foul is going to be called here in backcourt now. Peterson was going for the jump ball and got the personal foul instead. First foul in Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. 13-23 to play in the ball game. Concordia leading Hastings by the score of 51-32. Here's a Conahan with the ball now for Concordia. Gets it away to a Tracy Pites, who's back into the ball game. Drives for the hole and shot is up there and in. Tracy Pites scores, bounces off of a couple of would-be defenders there, gets the field goal to go down as she banks one home. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 53-32. Concordia now with a 21-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Racing back the other way is Taz York. She drives for the hole. Dumps it away now to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled into play. Williamson fouled into play here by Kometcher of Concordia. That's going to be Beth's first. And now Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. Williamson doing double duty tonight. She saw quite a bit of minutes played in the junior varsity contest earlier. The shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Williamson. So Sierra will have one more, a 6-foot freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado. Here comes Statler back into the ball game, replacing Zwiener. 12:53 to play here in the ball game. It's Concordia 53, Hastings 32. Sierra Williamson will have one more free throw here for the Broncos, and her shot is up there. That's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Pites on the baseline. Pites nearly travels with the ball, but gets it into the hands of Conahan as she races back the other way. Right-handed dribble, takes it down the left side of the wing, goes for the basket and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's McDermott with the ball. McDermott works against Conahan. There's a feed inside. They get it to Williamson. Spins, puts up their left-handed and scores. Sierra Williamson scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Broncos now trail 53-34 with 12 and a half to play. Here's Concordia with the ball working against the Bronco man-to-man defense. That's a Benson down in the baseline. She goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Williamson. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. Going out will be Taz York. So Concordia will play things in. That's a Tracy Pites with the ball. Looking. Finally gets it in to a Pearson. We got a two to the whistle and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings on the inbound. That's going to go on Williamson. Williamson picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Concordia again will play things out on the far sideline. That's Pearson with the ball. Comes out here into three-point territory to Conahan. Conahan now to Kometcher. She drives for the basket, puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. The ball goes out of bounds. We got two players on the deck there. And ball is out of bounds. It's going to be Concordia basketball as they will play things in underneath their own basket again to the right side. 12:03 to play. 53-34. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game. Kometcher comes out to a Conahan. Conahan works against McDermott, gets away, drives into the basket. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Conahan scores. She's averaging 15.9 points per ball game. She's got 10 here in this one. 55-34. Hastings trailing big time. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Conahan. Turnover number 19 on the Broncos. Conahan with the ball back the other way. Out to Benson for three. Shot is up there short. Rebound in the corner there by Frankie Peterson. Gets it to Alicia Statler. Alicia off on the far sideline to McDermott. McDermott brings things up against Pearson. Brings it into the offensive zone. McDermott with the ball. Rainbow pass comes to the near sideline. With it over here is Frankie Peterson for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Conahan. Falls down. Dribbles it with her knees on the floor. And Conahan gets it under control. Gets back up and now brings it into the offensive zone. Conahan works it inside the free throw circle. Gets away from McDermott. Goes for the hole. Misses a shot. Rebound comes down to McDermott of Hastings. Sophia looks up 2-on-3 break. There's a pass that's deflected out of bounds. Trying to get to the right side to Breckman, and the ball is denied there. Pearson knocks the ball out of bounds there for the Dogs. 11 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 55-34. Here comes Bailey Morris back into the ball game. Conahan will come out for head coach Drew Olson. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket here, trailing by a bunch here in this ball game. Here's a Cammy Breckman to go inside down to Statler. Her shot is up there, no good from in front of the hole. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Kometcher, and a foul is called. Broncos are down by 21 here in the ball game, and a foul is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your first team foul number three on the Broncos. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We are at the Walls Human Performance Center, is what they call this place now. New facility in Seward. For the Bulldogs, the number two ranked team in the country, have got the lead over Hastings 55-34. Beth Kometscher with the ball for Concordia. They get it up high now to Loboto, who's back into the ball game. Now to Bailey Moore. She takes off a reverse layup. Her shot is up and in. Bailey Moore scores. The former Sandy Creek Cougar gets the reverse layup there. And now it's a 57-34 ball game. It's Concordia out on top. Hastings with the ball down the right sideline. That's a Frankie Peterson. She takes off, dumps it off in the lane there to Williamson. Her shot is up and in. Sierra Williamson now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 57-36. Long pass down the floor. Wide open is Brittany Bertel, and she lays it in. Hastings relatively slow in getting back there on defense. Bertel gets the easy field goal for Concordia. 59-36 now. Hastings down by 23 here in the ball game. Under 10 minutes to go here in the contest. They get the ball ahead. Hastings with the ball. That's Frankie Peterson driving the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Frankie takes it from the right corner to the goal. She scores relatively easily there. 59-38 is the score now. Hastings trailing. Here's Kometscher. Back outside to a Don Martin, who's into the ball game for the first time, to Bailey Morris. Now to Martin here on the right sideline. Gets it out to Bertel. And now we got some contact made out here as Bertel got the ball away to Kometscher. And the foul is going to be called here on Cammy Breckman. So Breckman and Kometscher getting together there. Breckman, of course, played at Sandy Creek in her high school days. Kometscher played it at Sandy Creek. Breckman played at Silver Lake. Getting together now on the college hardwoods here. 59-38 is the score. Hastings trailing by 21. 9:20 to play. There's a pass inside of Bertel. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Raggeth. Kaylee Raggeth has got the ball for Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball out top against Bailey Morris. Wong comes across the top to Cammy Breckman. Entry pass deflected away from Laurel Zwiener, and the foul is going to be called. Bertel picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five with the Dogs here in the second half of play. Hastings will play things in. 9:07 to play. 59-38. Broncos trailing. Wong will play things in as Zwiener, the ball tipped away from her and is brought down by Bertel. Brittany Bertel has got the ball. Now into the hands of Bailey Morris. She drives it, now stops and pops. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Williamson. Sierra Williamson with the ball for Hastings College. As Morris misses the shot, the rebound comes down here to a Brittany Wong. She brings it back into the offensive zone against Bailey Morris. Broncos are trailing by 21 here in the ballgame. Cammy Breckman out to Kaylee Raggeth at the top of the key. Kaylee dribbling the ball, goes over in the wing on the right side of Cammy Breckman. Takes the ball into the paint, tries to shuffle the ball away. It's going to be picked off. Trying to get it to Williamson, and the ball is picked off here by Bertel. That's the 20th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Bailey Morris has got it for Concordia. Back outside to Dean Martin, rather to Don Martin. Now down in the corner on the right side. Now they lob it inside. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Martin, and the shot is up and in. Don Martin got the offensive rebound and the putback. And is now 61-38. Hastings trailing here in the ballgame. There comes a Zwiener dribbling with a ball in backcourt. And we're going to have a foul called back here as the Bulldogs continue to apply the pressure back here. That's going to be a foul on Bailey Morris. That's going to be her third. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. Coming out will be Breckman. Coming in for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. Going out will be Sarah Williamson. 61-38. Hastings trailing here in women's college basketball with 8:03 to play. There's a long pass down the floor. Josie Schomp had it and then lost it. It's picked up here by Kometscher, the 21st turnover on the Broncos. Back the other way as Loboda pulls up, shoots a three. Her shot no good. Rebound is battled for. Haley Raggeth and Kometscher wrestled to the ground here, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Hastings trailed at halftime 39-25. It is now 61-38 with 7:52 to play in the ball game. Here's Brittany Wong inbounding the ball to Melissa Thompson, who hands the ball back to Wong, and she'll bring things up against Kometscher. Brittany Wong on the dribble. Now Bailey Morris is going to help out here in backcourt. Laurel Zwiener has got it to Melissa Thompson at the free throw line. Thompson gives away to Wong. Now to Kaylee Raggeth on the baseline. 13 on the shot clock. Here's Josie Schaap. She drives it, takes it to the goal. Her shot no good. Rebound Raggett. Follow shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and her shot is up and in. Hastings with three shots in the hole there. They had zero offensive rebounds in the first half. They get a couple of there, and it produces a couple of points. 61-40. Broncos down by 21 points. Here's a Bailey Moore. She falls down, gets the ball to Bertel. Now inside now to Lobota. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Raggett grabs the rebound. Kaylee Raggett with the board there for Hastings College. Now to Brittany Wong. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. The Broncos are still trailing by 21 points, 61-40. There's a Josie Schaap with it out here in three-point territory. Josie Schaap to the free throw line to Raggett. Kaylee Raggett backs it on out to the top of the key. Over to Josie Schaap. Entry pass to get it inside to Thompson. Tries to put a move on, drives for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Lori Lobota will be picking up the personal foul there on Concordia. That's going to be her first team foul, number 7 on the Dogs. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. She has not scored so far tonight. She's a 58% foul shooter on the season at 18 for 31. She'll have two shots here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Her first one is going to be no good. Here comes four new players into the ball game now for Concordia. Also checking in for Hastings College is going to be Erin Vanderpool as she will check into the ball game for Brittany Wong. So Melissa Thompson into the ball game now. At the free throw line, she'll have her second free throw here. And a shot is up there. That's going to be around the rim and falls down through the hole. So the first point of the ball game for Thompson, and the Broncos are back to within 20. 61-41 with 6:39 to play. Here's Pints with the ball. Goes on the left side. A shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Katie Herther. Who's into the ball game now for Concordia. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on the Dogs. They're going Tracy Pints. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 8. On Concordia here in the second half of play. So we walk to the other end of the floor. And we'll have a one-on-one situation here for the Broncos. And Kaylee Raggett will toe the mark here for the Broncos. So Raggett in the ball game, 8 points so far. This will be her first free throw attempt of the evening. She's a 60% foul shooter on the season. She'll have a one-on-one here. Raggett looks up there, and the shot is up. It's going to be good. So as Jeff Dittman can pull a rabbit out of the hat, the Broncos will turn their attention to Saturday's regular season finale. And they've got the fourth-ranked team in the country coming in on Saturday afternoon against the Morningside Mustangs. Second shot by Raggett. It's going to be good. She's now in double figures with 10. 61-43. The Broncos are trailing here. Here's Katie Rich. Her pass inside is going to be taken away. They're trying to get it inside to Herther, and the ball is intercepted there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Now to Josie Schaap. Takes the ball in the paint there. Dishes away. Here's a Raggett with the ball. Left side of the lane. Trying to penetrate. Good defense here by Katie Rich. To the free throw line to Thompson. Down to Zwiener. To Raggett. They're shot on the baseline. Good. Kaylee Raggett scores for the Broncos. She's got 12 points. 61-45. Hastings trailing. Down the near sideline is Pites. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout. Concordia calls a timeout here with 6 minutes to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 61. Hastings 45.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward at the Walls Human Performance Center. Concordia, the second-ranked team in the country, cruising here tonight over 18th-ranked Hastings. The score is 61-45. Bulldogs are led by as many as 23 points here in this contest. Concordia led at halftime 39-25, and the Broncos have not been able to mount a challenge here in the second half. Turnovers have been a problem for Hastings. Offensive rebounds have been a problem for the Broncos so far in this one. And Concordia just flat shooting the ball pretty well here tonight. They hit 54% of their three-pointers in the first half of play. They race out to that 14-point lead, and they have not cooled down here in the second half. Here's Herther with the ball. They get a backdoor cut, an easy pass, and an easy field goal there by Kristen Conahan. Conahan now with 12 points in the ball game, 63-45. Hastings trailing now with 5:45 to play. Here's Erin Vanderpool with the ball now for Hastings. Gets it over here to Kaylee Raggett on the wing on the left side. Josie Schopp. They get it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener is double teamed. He spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for Thompson. Grabs it, but she was on the end line. And Concordia will play things in. Bulldogs will have one game left. That will be on Saturday against Mount Marty. Hastings will have one regular season game left. That'll be at home on Saturday afternoon against fourth-ranked Morningside. There's Katie Ritz with the ball. Bounce pass inside, tipped away from Herther out of bounds. And they say Herther was the last to touch it, so the Broncos will play things in. Drew's all the way down to the end line there for Concordia to argue that call. Discussing things with the officials, but he's going to lose that one as Hastings will play things in. It'll be a turnover officially on Concordia. Broncos with the ball here in backcourt. Raggett has got it. Now to Vanderpool. Vanderpool double-teamed. The other near sideline gets the ball away. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Pites. Gets it to Rich. Now to Herther. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to a Laurel Zwiener. And Zwiener here in backcourt is going to be fouled into play by Katie Rich. Rich picks up her third personal foul. So Hastings will go to the free throw line now. That's going to be team foul number 9. On the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. So going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Zwiener. She has got 8 points in the ball game, 4 in each half. Zwiener is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here tonight. Zwiener looks up there. The shot is going to be short, just barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Concordia. There's a Conahan with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone to a Pearson. Pearson gives it away now to a Conahan. Conahan moves it to the left side of the lane, reverses the ball now to a Tracy Pines at the top of the key. A little dribble penetration, kicks it back out here to Pearson. Now over on the wing on the right side, that's Katie Rich. Down on the baseline, we got an offensive foul called on Rich as she shoves away. Got a hand into a Kaylee Raggett driving for the hole there on the baseline. Katie Rich picks up her for a fourth personal foul. And Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Statler back into the ball game, replacing Zwiener. 4:33 to play. Hastings trailing by a score of 63-45. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Vanderpool, and she's called for the over and back. Got the ball about a step and a half into the offensive zone and then backs up against this Concordia pressure back in the defensive zone, and an over and back violation is called there on the Broncos. I got them with 22 turnovers now in the ball game. Here's Conahan with the ball out top. He works away from his screen, drives the ball in the hole, and a shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Stadler. Alicia Stadler gets another block shot here in this ball game. Here comes Taz York into the ball game. Vanderpool will come out. 4:17 to play here in the ball game. It's 63-45. The Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Tracy Pines will inbound the ball to a Pearson. On the left side, there's a bounce pass back in the lane. It's going to be too far, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to get it back inside of Tracy Pines and the Bulldogs. Turn it away for the 10th time here tonight. We'll retrieve the ball down the hallway here, and Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Concordia 63, Hastings 45 in women's college basketball. Broncos get things in to Alicia Stadler, now to Josie Schomp. Schomp drumming on the ball, double-teamed here in backcourt. Gets it in the offensive zone to Stadler. Now to Thompson. Her pass will be deflected away, out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kaylee Raggett, and the ball tipped out of bounds there by Katie Rich, who's had a good ball game here tonight. For the Bulldogs, coming off of the bench, he has scored 12 points and has been all over the place defensively for the Dogs here tonight. Taz York will play things in. To Kaylee Raggett down in the corner of the right side to Josie Schopp. Entry pass to Stadler. Stadler steps and her shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler moves to her left there and fires up the shot. Alicia's got just 8 points in the ball game here tonight. That's her third field goal. Broncos are down 63-47 with 3:45 to play. Here's a Katie Rich, free throw line extended left side into Herther. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good, but she's hacked on the arm there by Statler of Hastings. Alicia picks up her third personal foul. Katie Herther will go to the free throw line now for Concordia for a couple of shots. Herther has not scored so far tonight. She'll have a couple of opportunities right here. First one is up there. It's going to be good. She's a 74% foul shooter. She's hit now 24 out of 32 from the free throw line. Here comes Statler back out of the ball game. Williamson comes in. Sierra Williamson into the contest now for Hastings College. So it's 64-47. Hastings trailing here in the contest. So Katie Herther to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So down the far sideline is going to be Taz York. Broncos working against this Concordia defense as Kaylee Raggeth gets it to Melissa Thompson out of Raggeth. Right at the elbow to the far sideline now. They get it to Taz York and a two to the whistle. And we got another foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Concordia. It's going to go on Brittany Benson. That's going to be her third. So Brittany Benson picks up her third personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Sierra Williamson. Williamson 0 out of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. Make it 1 out of 3 as that one goes down. Williamson now with 5 points in the ballgame. Bertel comes back into the ballgame. Herther will check out. 64-48. Hastings trailing with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Williamson. He's now got 6. Carly Meyer now comes into the ballgame for Hastings College. So Carly Meyer now checks in there for the Broncos at the 3:20 mark. Concordia's got the ball. They're going to win their 27th ball game of the season here tonight. Is Bailey Morris driving for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Morris takes it in from the right wing all the way to the goal and scores it off of the window. She's got 4 points, 66-49. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. Taz York down the far sideline. Out of Melissa Thompson back into the offensive zone. Out to Taz on the right side on the wing. Taz York looking inside. There's a pass deflected away. It is loose. It's still loose. Morris had it. Now he got a scramble on it. A jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it here. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Concordia is going to win their 14th straight ball game here tonight. They've got a lead over Hastings 66-49. Now they're going to get the shot clock down to 26 seconds. It'll be Concordia playing things in off of the far sideline. 66-49, the Bulldogs with a lead here. Ed, a 14-point lead at halftime. Hastings has not been able to mount a challenge here in half number two. There's a Benson with the ball back outside. That's going to be Martin, who's back into the ball game. Now to Kometscher. Brings it back to Martin. She drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there and in. Grabs that ball right in front of the Concordia bench and drove it right to the hole, almost uncontested, and scores. That's 2 field goals and 4 points now by Martin. 68-49 is the score. Here's a Williamson with the ball for Hastings College. Races it down the right sideline as we approach the 2 minute mark. Here's Taz York. Taz on the right side forces up a shot. It's up there, no good. And we got a foul called here on the rebound. That one is off of the front iron. The personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hastings. Or is it? Nope, it's going to go on the Concordia. Personal foul on the Bulldogs is going to go on Don Martin. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Thompson. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here tonight. She'll have two shots here. Now Concordia is over the 10-foul limit. Aaron Vanderpool comes back into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Taz York. Melissa Thompson back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's high off of the iron, no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Morris. Bailey Morris with the ball now for Concordia into the offensive zone as she works against Vanderpool to her former Sandy Creek teammate and Kometscher. Kometscher comes out here to Martin, out of Kometscher again. Right side of the lane, working over there against the Hastings College man-to-man defense. At the top of the key is Benson. Benson gets away with a travel, moves it down in the corner to Bertel. Her shot on the baseline is no good. Rebound Morris, but she was out of bounds. 1:44 to play here in the ballgame. We'll be back tomorrow night, right back here. Hastings College will play Concordia in men's basketball. 7:45 for the pregame with head coach Lance Creech. 8 o'clock for the tip-off between the Bulldogs and the Broncos. Will be an important ball game for the Hastings College men's basketball team tomorrow night. Here's a Carly Meyer with the ball. Meyer comes out to the top of the key as they continue to work against this pressure defense from Concordia. It's been sensational tonight. There's Thompson shot up in there. Melissa gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 4 points. 68-52 is the score. Here's a Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Bailey Morris. Morris picked up out here by Vanderpool. 1:08 to play in the ballgame. Still 15 left in the shot clock. Here's a Brittany Bertel. Comes over here on the near sideline now to Kometscher. Entry pass inside. A shot up and in by Benson, and she's fouled in the play. Brittany Benson scores there. Fouled in the play by the Broncos. It's going to go on Carly Meyer. Carly Meyer picks up her first foul. Brittany Benson will go to the free throw line now, trying to convert on a three-point play here for Concordia. She throws it up there, and the shot is off of the iron. It is no good. Rebound Bertel for Concordia. The ball is thrown here to the near sideline. It's tipped out of bounds by Hastings. So the Bulldogs will play things in here in front of us, and the scorer's table with 55 seconds to play. Concordia's going to go to 27-2 after this one tonight. 17-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will fall to 19-9 overall, 11-8 in the conference, and now Concordia loses the ball out of bounds. Kometscher loses the ball out of bounds here for the Bulldogs. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Concordia. Kometscher says she was held by her jersey there. But Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Carly Meyer will get it into a Vanderpool over on the wing on the right side. Now to Carly Meyer for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be way too strong. Rebound battled for. It is loose, and now we got a jump ball called here as Thompson is tied up in the play by Brittany Bertel. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in with 33 seconds to play here in this ball game. Hastings trailing 70-52. Hastings will get things in down in the corner. That's going to be a Vanderpool with a ball. Aaron Vanderpool comes outside, top of the key. That's a Carly Meyer over on the wing on the right side to Melissa Thompson down in the baseline as they work with it over there. There's an entry pass. They get it inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there and in. Williamson now with 8 points in the ball game, 16 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings trailing by the score of 70-54. And Bailey Morris will just dribble here in backcourt in this ball game. Will be over as the Concordia Bulldogs for the second time this season will knock off Hastings College in women's college basketball. The first time it was back at home at the Osborne Sports Complex. Concordia beat Hastings 59-47, and Concordia wins here tonight on their home floor in Seward by the score of 70-54. So Concordia improves to 27 wins and 2 losses on the season. It looks like they're headed for a GPAC regular season championship and an automatic berth to the NAIA National Tournament up in Sioux City as the Bulldogs improved to 17-2 now on the season with only one game left to go. That's Saturday against Mount Marty. Hastings falls to 19-9. They're now 11-8 in conference play. Final score was Concordia 70, Hastings 54. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Seward, Hastings College basketball from 1230 KHAS. Concordia knocks off Hastings tonight. Final score of 70-54. Broncos trailed at halftime by a score of 39-25. Concordia then opens up the second half on a 12-4 run to take control of the ball game at 51-29. And Hastings never able to mount a charge there in the second half as Concordia goes on to beat Hastings rather easily tonight, 70-54. The Bulldogs led by 20 points plus in the second half of play. Concordia tonight, balanced scoring attack. They got 12 points from Kristen Conahan, 12 points from Katie Rich, 10 points from Brittany Bertel. So they had three players in double figures, but they had a host of players score in the ball game tonight. Tracy Pites had 8 points. Lori Labota had 8 points in the ball game. Bailey Morris had 4. Don Martin had 4 points. Amber Kistler had 4 points. And then 2 points apiece from Jerrica Pearson, 2 points from Brittany Benson, and 3 points for Beth Kometscher in the ballgame. So, again, their leading scorers on the other side was Kristen Conahan, as she scores 12 points to lead the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings only had one player in double figures. That was Kaylee Raggett, as she scores 12 points in the ball game tonight. The other scores for Hastings, Sophia McDermott had 3. Brittany Wong had 4. Taz Yorig had 5 points tonight. Frankie Peterson had 2. Melissa Thompson had 4. Laurel Zwiener had 8 points. And Alicia Stadler limited to just 8 points in the ball game here tonight. So Hastings College drops this one to Concordia by a score of 70-54. And the Broncos will drop to 19 wins and 9 losses, now 11-8 in conference play. Stick around. The player of the game is coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here in Seward. Again, Hastings College dropping this one here tonight to Concordia, final of 70-54. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Kaylee Raggett, again, leading the Broncos in scoring tonight. Had 12 points in the ballgame, 8 in the first half and 4 more in the second half. The post players for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener, 8 points. Alicia Stadler had 8 points in the contest tonight as the Broncos come up short to the number 2 ranked team in the country in Concordia tonight. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Kaylee Raggett. She leads the Broncos in scoring tonight with 12 points, 5 out of 8 from the field. Missed her only 3-point field goal attempt tonight, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds tonight for Raggett. She had 1 on offense and 4 on defense. Scores the 12 points as she plays 16 minutes tonight for Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman, but in a losing cause as Concordia beats Hastings by the score of 70-54. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Again, back here in Seward, Hastings College drops in this tonight to Concordia by a score of 70-54 as Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman joins us in the postgame. And Coach, we knew we were going to run into a buzzsaw. I think we got to what we expected here tonight. Concordia is a very good basketball team.
They are. And again, we talked about before the game, you've got to be able to handle that pressure that they bring at you, because they bring it at you all game long. We had a lot of minutes where we did a pretty good job of handling it. But then when we made mistakes, we'd make 3 or 4 just boom, boom, boom. And not only did they score off it, but they'd hit a 3 off of it. So that's how they'd rack up those quick points. we'd be playing even with them. Then they'd jump out on us by 10 points, and we'd battle back to 4. Then it'd be another spurt up to 12, and then 6. And they're just type of ball team, especially at home. They're not going to let you come back.
Hastings trailed at halftime by a score of 39-25. As we got to halftime stats, it was pretty easy to figure that one out. You guys got out-rebounded in the first half on the offensive end, 13-0. And he had 13 turnovers in contest. Talk about the first half.
Well, the first half, and we, again, talked about this in the pregame, if they get more shots than we do, it's going to cause problems. And if you look at the scoring, we shot almost 50% from the floor in the first half. We just turned it over too many times. They shot 39%, but with that extra 20 shots that they got, they don't have to shoot as good a percentage. They're still going to end up with more points, and that's what happened.
Hastings ended up shooting 21 out of 42 from the field for 50%, so not too shabby. Concordia got 74 shots away tonight, 30 out of 74 from the field. They shoot 40%, but, hey, they get the 74 shots up. And like I said, you don't have to shoot a gleaming percentage there when you're throwing the ball up 74 times.
Now, if you get 30 more shots and you're only shooting 30%, it's still going to end up more points. And, we have to be more disciplined. And again, we have times when we executed well. We got layups off of the press. But it just has to happen every time down the floor if you're going to beat a team of this caliber, and we weren't up to the challenge.
Defensively, it didn't look like we were on top of our game either, did we?
Well, you've got so much transition going on, and now you're in scramble mode. So you don't have your best defender on their best shooter. You don't have some of the things you want. Anytime you can get into transition, that's usually good for the offense. And so, the turnovers were the entire story. I don't even think the offensive rebounds hurt us as bad because we still got to play some five-on-five ball. We had a number of block shots, and they tried to take it inside on us. The open court transition baskets were really the killers for us.
Yeah, some people kind of nursing, some bad health coming into the ball game. It didn't look like we had a whole lot of energy in the ball game tonight. Did that bother us?
Well, I think, when your best player is sick, we knew that's who we want to go to. That's who we've been leaning on. She's been getting 20-plus points and 15 rebounds a ball game. So, that creates a lot of other things. Now tonight, where she's been playing about 30 minutes a ball game, she ends up with about 16 minutes tonight. And that takes a lot out of our capabilities, because now you don't have to double or triple team. However, I did think our two posts did a nice job. I thought Laurel did a good job inside. I thought Sierra came in and had some nice minutes for us, was 3 for 3, gave us a good low post. So out of the negative of Alicia being sick, we had to play some other folks and give them some minutes, and I thought they did a good job with their opportunity.
Kaylee Ragoth leading the way for Hastings College tonight. She scores 12 points in the ballgame.
And she did a lot of hers inside too, and we kind of think of Kaylee as a jump shooter, but she went inside, got some tough buckets. She really used her left hand well, so that was another plus for us in the evening. I thought our low post game was pretty solid all in all. The points in the paint, I think we were up about 10 points at halftime with points in the paint. We just turned it over too many times trying to get it to the paint.
So, again, Hastings with 26 turnovers in the ball game tonight against this Concordia defense. We were going to see pressure, and we saw plenty of it here tonight with Concordia. Now you guys got a couple of days and get ready for the fourth-ranked team in the country coming in on Saturday. Morningside, a team, like you said, in the pregame. We played to start off the conference season. It seems like eons ago, but we'll see them again on Saturday. They'll be biting at the bit because we beat them up there.
Well, they will, because they're one game behind Concordia for the conference championship, so they know they have to win there and hope that Concordia gets upset to keep their conference championship alive. Plus the fact we beat them the first time around, there'll be a little vengeance in that. And, they're an entirely different team to get ready for than Concordia. They're kind of the sleek racehorse versus the grizzly bear. That's kind of how I think of Concordia. They're mean, they're ornery, they're physical with you, where it's kind of a track meet with Morningside. So we've got to really switch gears and get ready for an entirely different team on Saturday.
That physical play tonight, did that hurt you, you think?
Well, I liked how our post played inside, but I think it was just more of the open court that hurt us. All of those transition baskets, those steals, the multiple turnovers. We basically tell our players, if you get in trouble, throw the ball out of bounds, because we feel like 5-on-5, we can defend pretty well. But we lost our composure a few times, threw it up for grabs, and Concordia lives for that.
once they got on the roll, again, it's a team that's it's tough to slow down, especially here at home. That's what happened. They got out to those 8-10 point runs.
Well, and they're a great defensive team, so they don't let you back in it. If you have a team that's a mediocre defensive team, you can expect to score. But in the last time we played them, we only scored 47 against them, and tonight we get 54. So, you know, they're number one in the conference in defensive points at 60, and we're number two at 60.3. They did their job tonight. We fell a little short.
So these things will get ready for Morningside. Is this a big downer for your team as we get ready for the final regular season game?
Well, it is, because we were on a roll and we were playing well. But, you know, you have to just walk away from it and say it's over with. We got to get ourselves healthy and get ourselves ready to play on Saturday. It's going to be senior night. It's parents' night. So we have a lot of other things going on as well. And hopefully we'll have a great home crowd that'll give us some good support.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks.
Yep, Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one to Concordia tonight, 70-54. Take our final break. We'll come back right after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, back here in Seward again. Hastings dropping this one 70-54 to Concordia. Final numbers tonight, Hastings ended up shooting 50%. They were 21 out of 42. Concordia 30 out of 74 for 40.5%. On three-pointers, Hastings 2 out of 10 for 20%. Concordia was 8 out of 15 for 53%. From the free throw line, Hastings was 10 out of 15 for 66%. Concordia was just 2 out of 4 for 50%. The rebounds tied at 35 after Hastings was behind at halftime 21-13. They did a much better job rebounding in the second half, 35-35 it ended up, with the Concordia with 17 offensive boards compared to 7 for Hastings College. The Broncos turned the ball away 26 times tonight compared to 12 for Concordia. Hastings had 7 blocked shots in the ball game tonight, including 5 by Laurel Zwiener. Concordia came up with 2 block shots. Hastings had 4 steals. Concordia had 22 steals in the ball game tonight. So Concordia forces 26 turnovers, and then they get 22 steals. They throw up 32 more shots, and they hit on 9 of those, and they go on to blow out Hastings College tonight by a score of 70-54. We had 1 lead change. The score was tied twice. Hastings only lead of the ball game, 2-0. Concordia led by as many as 23 with about 10 and a half minutes to play. The Bulldogs go on to win in the ball game tonight by 16 points, the final of 70-54. So Hastings now 19-9. They're 11-8 in the conference. They'll get ready for Morningside on Saturday afternoon back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Concordia improves to 27-2. They are now 17-2 in the conference. They've got their eyes on the regular season GPAC championship. All they've got to do is beat Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon here in Seward to wrap up the regular season championship and a berth in the NAIA National Tournament up in Sioux City. Again, back in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex, Glenn Farrell Arena, the C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament for the high schools. It was Minden tonight beating Adams Central by a score of 74-33. The Patriots season is over. And it was Hastings St. Cecilia tonight upsetting Kearney Catholic by a score of 53-39. So St. Cecilia will play Minden for the sub-district championship on Thursday night back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings College basketball back on the air for you as the Hastings College men will come to Seward to take on the Bulldogs. Airtime will be at 7:45 tomorrow night. That'll be the pregame show with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. 8 o'clock for the tip-off between Hastings and Concordia. That'll wrap things up for now. Again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings losing to Concordia tonight by a score of 70-54. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Seward.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.